Podcast.
Usually at this time of year, our teams are looking forward to time with friends and family and a bit of respite over the Christmas period. Unfortunately, the Omicron variant of COVID is meaning a lot of things are ramping up and a lot of work being done in the background. But I took a bit of time out with Executive Directors Douglas Henry and Kirsty Flanagan just to look back over the year and all the great work that our teams have done and are doing just now in response to either winter weather, COVID, or all the other range of services, just to thank people and highlight the great work that they've done. So here's a Christmas edition with Douglas and Kirsty.
So with Christmas sound effects, I'm joined with Douglas and Kirsty, two members of the executive leadership team. Unfortunately, Fiona Davis was due to join us, but we're recording on Monday the 13th of December, and it's just at the point when vaccine rollout is being ramped up. So Fiona's having to focus on that. So we'll try and reflect some of the points that Fiona might have raised. But at least we're all here, Santa hats on, ready to do a bit of a look back and just some of the high points and challenges people have maybe done. And I suppose right now, one of the key things is going to be the work that people are doing to get the vaccine rollouts out and about. And that's going to mean a lot of work over the Christmas and New Year period for an awful lot of people.
Yeah, and that's over and above all the other things. Shouldn't forget all the other folk that's part of their normal job would be out and about doing their stuff, you know, between Christmas and New Year. From the roads people, touch wood, we won't be doing badly in terms of weather, but to a lot of the social work, social care people, it's going to be a busy Christmas for a lot of people.
But there's some good partnership working as this vaccine rollout, because I know that the customer service centre staff, they've kind of helped with the NHS and some of the vaccine calls, and I think they're kind of stepping up again now with this new variant and what might be required over the Christmas period. So, you know, it's great that we can have that partnership working together.
Yeah, and that whole piece of work that has been ongoing throughout the pandemic of caring for people, essentially the support for people who are self-isolating or stuck at home with COVID or looking after family, and making sure that support's still available with all the support we've had from all our third sector and voluntary groups in the community. So it's not even that partnership in amongst public sector bodies, but also with all our community groups and all the sort of grassroots that help to keep that going is certainly coming to the fore again. It feels a little bit like we're in one of those phases that we were sort of early on, where we were making massive changes to services, and so it's going to be an interesting time for people. And yeah, right off the back of some of the bad weather and things that staff have been responding to, luckily not as bad as the northeast with Storm Arwen, but we certainly saw a little bit of that with Storm Barra, didn't we, Kirsty?
Yeah, there was quite a few things with Storm Barra, and in fact I think one of our registrars was on a way to a wedding and got caught up in the storm and had to be rescued in order that we were able to get the couple that were due to get married. So yeah,
our registrars and gritter drivers coming to the rescue to
absolutely
get people wed. It was a fantastic story to hear. Not great that someone was stranded, but fantastic they were so determined to get there and do the wedding that they kept that going. So they're little examples of that kind of just bring to the fore what the staff are doing every day when they go out and getting the gritters and make sure that those services keep running.
Yeah.
Lots going on in education as well, Douglas, just to manage the isolations and still try and do socially distanced nativities and things like that. It's still adapting to all the change restrictions.
Yeah. Quite difficult at sometimes, not with continuing to the provide our young folk with the education that they need, that they deserve, but just in terms of some of the things that have popped up that we've had to deal with, as you say, Pippa, making sure that all of our schools, all of our kind of settings for the delivery of education are aware of what Scottish Government guidance is in relation to groups of people coming together, and sometimes having to manage circumstances where, for example, you've got guidance that relates to schools, other education settings, that's a bit different from that that applies to other social settings out in the wider world. But I think it's fair to say that almost without exception, people across the area, across our Gowland Butte, they get the message and they do their best to act in a reasonable and a responsible way. There are examples everybody could talk about of just how folk have made the best of the hand of cards that we've been dealt with, if you like, this time around. And again, that's all part of the resilience that our people, the wider kind of communities out there show. So good in them.
Absolutely. And I suppose, we're focusing on what's happening right now, which is fantastic work. As usual, all our teams rise to the challenge in a fantastic way. But I mean, it's easy to forget how much has happened over the course of this year, because we had the whole really reopening up of tourism and hospitality, and that brought a whole load of work for the teams to get up and running for that, didn't it, Kirsty?
Yeah, a huge effort was put in there. The council in February, as folk will know, put 500,000 of budget towards staycation, and that was a huge amount of work to get lots of staycation type things ready for the summer months. So we spent quite a lot of time getting web pages updated, information out to people, leaflets out to people, signage on the bins. We got additional environmental wardens in post. That was challenging to get that in post. We got new portaloo facilities ready. We engaged with private providers, third party providers, to try and get some chemical toilet facilities for the influx of camper vans. We adapted some of our car parking to allow camper vans. There's lots of things that went done behind the scenes to have a kind of fairly smooth staycation. And I think, to be honest, it's gone pretty well in our Gowland Butte. I mean, obviously there's going to be some things that people maybe haven't liked, and you're going to find that anywhere. But I think overall, I think the effort that we put in to try and support the staycation has been really positive in our Gowland Butte. There's money left over as well, and we've already agreed for some things for next year as well. So, because I guess, especially with this new variant coming in, we may well be faced, who knows, I just don't know what the next week will bring, let alone next summer will bring. But I mean, we could well be faced with much more staycations next year if people can't get the abroad holidays. So, but all great for the area. It's all been great for promoting the area as well.
Yeah, it was lovely after all that sort of lockdown to see people actually back in the area and able to enjoy it. And I mean, also, I suppose as well, we're still the technological advances, Douglas, of what we've been doing, all meetings online and things. And that's there's some plus points we'll probably not give up. And, you know, all the changes there that have come on apace as well.
Yeah, I don't think the council meetings, committee meetings, whole range of other meetings as well, will ever go back to what they were pre-COVID. if we look at how far we've come and what is, what seems like ages, but what is really a relatively short period of time, we've gone from no meetings, formal meetings of the council and committees, to meetings that were entirely remote, kind of digital, if you like, to the scenario now where we're moving to hybrid meetings, which will allow a degree of physical presence in the part of people at a defined location, but mixed with others who, for whatever reason, want to come in over the airwaves, if you put it like that. Been a lot learned over the piece. I think that all the members probably get little flashbacks to their school days at the start of meetings when the roll's called and they all have to say here or present. And it's quite interesting hearing how some of them personalise their acknowledgement that they're present. But from little things like that to the fact that we're now moving on to, in the new year, broadcast meetings. We've been recording some live. We're now moving into 2022 on the basis that we will relatively soon in the new year be looking to see meetings of the council and a lot of the other main committees actually broadcast live, as well as being recorded for posterity. So it's quite interesting. Again, we've put out some guidance to members, reminding them kind of about certain things, like particular types of dress, of clothing that might not come across well in the broadcast environment. And it's almost down to other things like don't fidget, be aware that you are being beamed out there to whatever audience joins in. So yeah, again, I think that's something that's here to stay. We will not ever be going back to the old way where everything was done in person. It will be interesting to see how things develop as we go into 2022 and beyond. And I think, again, if we look out beyond ourselves, how other bodies, how other organisations have set themselves up to communicate, to do their business, I think, again, a lot of the stuff that we have done has been out there. It's been at the front of what's happening. We haven't just followed along at the cow's tail, if you like, to use a phrase from old granny, but we have been positive about looking at what we can do going forward, and I'd like to think that we'll continue in that vein. Dear knows where it'll take us, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, when you look back and you think how much has happened this year as well, we've also, I suppose, it very close to my in my mind, given we've got a council by-election this week to have before Christmas, is also we did parliamentary elections back in May, and all in sort of with COVID restrictions as well, managed to run all of those elections in, I suppose, quite a different way than we've normally done it, but pulled that off. It's the amount of things that we've adapted to and our teams have adapted to make happen is immense, really, when you consider this time last year, we were getting into another lockdown situation as we went into Christmas, and then through the year it's been the re-establishing of all sorts of services operating in different ways as stuff opened up again. It's an awful lot of things that staff have adapted to new ways of working, and I know Fiona would want me to to highlight the extent to which health and social care staff have constantly adapted to new guidance and different visiting restrictions and things in care homes, or different approaches to care at home, or different ways in which we need to carry out social work services, has been in a state of flux almost all year, really.
Yeah, and that's just worth bearing in mind, that over and above all the directly COVID-related stuff, there have been a whole raft of other big things that we've had to pick up, and in some cases we're still running with things like the possible new national care service coming in at a national level. Other big things, I know, on Kirsty's side, looking at the subject close to my heart, BMW, but not products of the Bavarian Motor Works, but biodegradable municipal waste, to big changes potentially in education. So it's not just been about keeping the show on the road, it's about moving things forward for the people in the communities here in Argyll and Bute, but also us being part of the wider picture. And I think that's something, again, that we should, without being overly so, congratulate ourselves for keeping all these balls up in the air, if you like.
Yeah, I was when you were talking about the improved technology earlier, I was thinking about the customer service centre that have brought quite a lot of services online now. And, you know, a bit like what you were saying, Douglas, about meetings might not go, you know, back to how they used to be. And I think that'll not be the case for some services if we've managed to bring them online and make that change. And I had a personal experience just in the last few weeks where my mum had to apply for a blue badge, and it was all done online, and it was done really smoothly, really efficiently, you know, a couple of emails back and forward, and, you know, mum then got her blue badge through the post. So it just shows you that, you know, things can be done really efficiently in a different way that we might not have considered doing it in a different way prior to the pandemic. So, you know, there has been some opportunities through the pandemic as well, but yeah. And then I was just thinking when you were saying there, Pippa, about keeping some of the day-to-day services in the boat, you know, on the go, you know, the bin collections, I mean, they've carried on right through the pandemic. They had to make changes because of self-isolation rules, but they continued to kind of, you know, pick up the litter from what I think it's 48,000 households or something like that. So, you know, all respect to, you know, the guys on the ground there, the guys and girls, I should say, on the ground there for keeping that service running. And, you know, the changes that had to be made, you know, within the schools, Douglas, about the different rules in the schools, and also the transport people that get the kids to the schools. There was lots of changes in the self-isolation and what the do's and don'ts there. So there's been vast changes changes from month to month, some of the rules. But, you know, I think all credit goes to our staff who've adapted to all these changes over the year.
It's been a journey. It's not over yet. I can remember when it came crashing in, Pippa was on holiday. She was over in Western Isles.
I was.
And then kind of, you know, managed to cut the holiday short and managed to escape before she was stranded there for 3 months. And then back in here, you know, over the piece, over the summer, 2020, through the first lockdown, I particularly remember going down to Dunoon, just before Christmas, down home for me to do a bit of Christmas shopping, and actually in the car, driving back up to Lagilphead on, it was a Saturday, I'm pretty sure, yeah, when the First Minister came out with the announcement about lockdown 2, going through that, seeing kind of how things have moved on from there, and now looking at things, as we said, on the 13th of December 2021, and believing that there's a real prospect of a new set of restrictions coming in to cope with the changed circumstances. Who would have thought it, you know, 18, 20 months ago, that we would have been through what we have over that period of time?
No, I don't think we had any idea it was going to run for so long. I do remember that being a bit worried I wasn't going to get back and make it across the ferry, but it seems like a long time ago. And I suppose, we'll never mention all the staff and every individual team, and that, I mean, a massive apologies to, it's not because we don't value every one of you, but it would be impossible to mention in a short podcast every single team because it's such a wide variety of services. But some of the things that have been nice, I think, has been like to the registrars, where they've been busier than ever trying to get all the weddings done that got postponed through COVID, and watching the lovely pictures when people can actually sort of have their weddings again, and that's continued to run, as you mentioned earlier on, Kirsty, with the, where somebody had to get rescued from being stranded on snowy roads. But you know, there's also all the teams that just do stuff behind the scenes, like the finance team who are working on our budget just now after the budget announcements, and got us through the budget last year as well, when we still had to do all of those things even though we were focused on the pandemic. So there's been that full range, hasn't there, of like new things. We've continued with the project at Helensburgh Waterfront and some of those kind of big projects. We've got Loch Gilphead Front Green going ahead. Some of those we've managed to keep running, and then we've had the COVID response, and then there's just the keeping the normal stuff running that we have to do, that, you know, people have done great. And I think your point, Douglas, that's taken, those kind of adjustments that we've had to make for COVID have lasted for a lot longer than we thought, and you know, that takes a toll on people. And you know, we do try and make sure we've got that support in, and there's a lot of support and resources for staff. So you know, I think it's also important to just acknowledge Christmas is sometimes a difficult time of year for people. It all gets a bit too much, and there's a lot of support there if people have got any difficulty to get in touch, because we can direct them to an awful lot of resources that are available. But hopefully for most people it will be a time when, say, big caveat, because we don't know what will happen between now and Christmas, but hopefully people will be able to spend some time with family and to still celebrate, and we won't be in the position last year, and that we see another improvement into the new year, because it's undoubtedly going to be a difficult and busy time, particularly around the vaccinations. So and we should possibly take the opportunity to encourage anybody that hasn't had their booster to get their booster jab, so that they're as protected as possible, and their friends and families are also protected. So important point as we go into Christmas and New Year, and people might be meeting up with friends and family and things to
I
be
went and get my booster possible. On Saturday, Pippa. I went and got my booster on Saturday, and I just had to queue for 20 minutes, and I'm seeing in the paper today there's queues for hours down south. So yeah, I feel quite lucky that I only had to stand for 20 minutes on Saturday to get my booster. It was quite a seamless process.
Yeah.
I'm not as old as you, Kirsty, so I'm hoping to get mine tomorrow.
I'll be in the queue next to Douglas to get mine tomorrow, hopefully. So it's and I think there's a whole load of staff that are ramping up to make sure we've got as much access to that as possible, sort of before and after Christmas, so that we can get people vaccinated. And we have got a really high take up in our Garland Butte, which is fantastic that people are taking that opportunity. So hopefully people can have a great time and both of you will have a good time. And between us, we'll all be on call over Christmas and New Year if there's anything. So we'll council doesn't stop. We keep going. And there's, even if services aren't running, there's always people in the background ready to respond if we need to. So hopefully a happy and peaceful Christmas for everybody.
And a good New Year.
And a good New Year.
Absolutely.
So we haven't been able to mention every team, and please don't think it's because we don't value all the work that's done. It's just not possible to mention every single service and every project that's underway. But thank you to everybody for all the hard work over this year. And if anybody is feeling a little bit overwhelmed, there's lots of resources for staff and for families. Please check out our website or internet pages or speak to your line manager for details of that support. And I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.